It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
And if you have questions about your pet's health, Mandy will take that call.
Call me at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
But fortunately, Mandy won't have to answer that question because Dr. Todd Arell is here with us this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Ben.
All right, what are we talking about today?
I wanted to talk a little bit about introducing babies to our pets. This is a topic that we talk about fairly regularly with our clients, but probably not as regularly as we should. In the sense that a lot of times people don't think about this.
Right.
I mean, they think about it, but maybe they don't necessarily admit that they don't know how to go about doing this in a
They think it'll just be just it'll just happen.
And yeah, it's one of those things I think that people tend to have a it'll all work out in the end type of approach, and frankly a lot of times that's exactly what happens. Everything is fine and it's not a big calamity, but there are some things that you can do to help the transition for your pet. And I'm talking really about dogs and cats here, although obviously being having much different personalities, it goes differently for dogs and cats a lot of times. But some things that you can do or at least think about doing before, your baby arrives. One of the most important things is not to wait till the last minute. don't think that you're going to, sort of get everything or all set within a week of the due date.
Yeah, so that is just going to happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that can be very helpful, particularly with older pets, is to have them checked out by the veterinarian. Now, what we're looking for here and things that might affect the interactions between the pet and the new baby are things like medical problems that could be perhaps hormonal issues related to age. Arthritis is certainly one of the things that's very common that can affect a dog or a cat, make them more irritable, less tolerant of particularly when a child begins toddling around, that sort of thing. So having a basic general checkup, perhaps that involves some lab tests and so forth, but talk to your veterinarian about it. Let your veterinarian know. I mean, obviously, sometimes it's very obvious that a baby is on the way, but if you're having, a spouse or,
somebody else coming to pet in,
we may not know that. Another thing.
If you do know that, I mean, if it's obvious to you, do you bring it up?
Oftentimes, yes. If it's really, really obvious, then we'll bring that up and say, hey, is this a first, particularly, is this a first baby? If it's a second or third, a lot of times people have, kind of gotten into the routine of how to address this.
You brought up the older dog.
Right.
I think that is one that, where, again, because older dogs can sometimes snap when you don't want them to.
Right.
And, at any number of reasons for that too.
Exactly.
So you gotta be careful about that.
And,
is it different with a younger dog?
It is. It's a different set of issues generally. For example, puppies specifically are, jumping around a lot, putting things in their mouths a lot. Toys are more involved. And one of the things we recommend is make sure you separate
the toys.
Because,
there'll be some jealousy there.
Yeah, it definitely happens. You want to have a place that's, where the dog particularly has, his or her toys. It's helpful sometimes to set up a sort of a baby free area. And that might be the dog's crate. It might be a separate, guest room or, the corner of a room where the puppy can go or the puppy or the dog can go be with its possessions, toys, and not have to worry about the baby or the toddler or what have you,
Because obviously the dog is more mobile.
Right.
So there's some issues with what the dog can get into.
Sure. And that's part of, you sort of have to baby-proof the house as well as puppy-proof the baby.
Yeah.
Baby's things. One of the things that can be real helpful with dogs in particular as well as cats is to desensitize them to baby things, meaning start introducing the baby, the baby infant swing, put the baby gates up, take the dog for a walk with the stroller, that sort of thing. Start using baby body lotion on your, you know, on your hands, so they'll smell
there.
Exactly.
Huh. Huh. Good idea.
And setting up a nursery, the diaper, you know, those types of things, so that they can get used to it. Some people even recommend having a baby doll and walking around with a baby doll, so that the dog gets used to, you know, you having this person,
something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So keeping the toy separate, desensitizing, if you have an opportunity for your dog to visit with, say, some family members, you know, nieces, nephews, you know, friends that have recently had babies, you know, any opportunity you can to, especially if this is a first baby, to get your dog exposed to little ones and to gauge your dog's response to little ones. Better to find out, you know, in the first trimester that your dog responds a certain way and start working on that than, again, waiting until the last minute.
I would think also, if you have not, even at the beginning of a pregnancy, you haven't thought about this, is that think about training your dog to obey commands.
Absolutely. That's a huge one. If they're not already, you know, doing basic things like, you know, sit, stay, teaching them leave it as a command, or drop it, sometimes people will say, you know, so that if they pick up the baby's toy, you can teach them, you know, they're used to that command. Also, keeping the dog out of certain rooms can be helpful. And keep in mind that the dog, well, and this is, you know, sort of old wisdom, everything's going to change. Even if you don't think it is going to change, everything is going to change. The dog is going to be less the center of attention, going to probably get less activity.
Well, think about how many times your own clients refer to their dogs as fur babies.
Oh, sure.
You know, so they're the, they have taken that role.
Right.
For a long time.
Exactly.
And now all of a sudden somebody else has got that role.
Right. And this other one is you know, good, better, or not. It's more important, you know, than the puppy or the dog or the cat. So exercising is going to decrease more than likely. So it's a good idea to start reducing some of the activity. And that's kind of a weird thing for us to say. We're always talking about increasing activity, but it's going to start happening.
But like you said, walking with a stroller, though.
Walking with a stroller can be an excellent.
Can be the new activity.
Yeah, excellent. Exactly.
Yeah.
Try not to rush things once the baby is here. You know, this is going to be probably a slow and gradual process. You know, a lot of times dogs are very anxious when they hear the crying and things like that. And then, of course, you rush out of the room to go to a nursery or what have you. So keep in mind that the dog can have a fairly high level of anxiety, and cats as well. Sometimes cats are very, of course, cats can get out of the way a lot easier.
All right. Well, let's talk about the cat side of that, too, coming back in just a moment here on Coastal Daybreak on the Talk Station. Your questions are welcome for Dr. Todd if you'd like to call in right now.
800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
This is Your Pet's Health here on Coastal Daybreak, brought to you by the folks at Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital. We'll have more to come in a moment. Welcome back to Your Pet's Health with Dr. Todd Arell from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, online at PETDOCKS.com. That's PetDocs.com. And we're talking about introducing babies into the family, and how that works with your pets, of course. So with cats, though, is it a different story?
Cats are a little different because cats
are different.
Yeah, exactly. And they have different habits. I mean, most cats are a lot more used to getting away from activity when they don't want to be around it, you know, or,
have you ever had friends with little ones come visit?
My nephews were over one afternoon. The cats hid in the upstairs bedroom.
Yeah, that's a very common scenario.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to mention that can be really helpful is finding having a safe space to feed the baby. A lot of times people will tell me that they'll feed the baby, for example, on the couch or in a chair where the dog is used to sitting with them,
or
the cat is used to sitting with them. And that's where a lot of times we'll have some snapping or some swatting, you know, so think about that ahead of time as well. Where are we going to feed the baby? It may not be the same place, of course, every time. And of course, you're the best laid plans, you know, you may decide, think you're going to feed it somewhere.
On that score, I mean, if you introduced a rocking chair into the environment that wasn't there before, so there's no expectation that the dog or cat owns that.
That's a very good idea, exactly. Or if it's a chair that you already have, start practicing, you know, having the pet get down from that area. So, and, you know, and the little ones are on usually at face level with, mm-hmm. with the pets, the dog or the cats. And so, you do want to be careful about obviously when they're on the same level face to face contact, because direct contact can be an indication of a sort of an affront to a dog, is a, an assertion of dominance. And of course the pet, the toddler doesn't know any differently.
So. Toddler's on the same eye level.
Exactly. You know? So there are a lot of things to consider. I mean, things like where we're going to put litter boxes and right. so forth for cats.
And probably not leaving them alone together.
Absolutely. Don't leave them alone. And if you're going to have a babysitter and you have maybe a dog that's sort of a high maintenance, it's good to maybe not have them try to be responsible for the dog and the baby at the same time.
Right.
So if you can have a dog sitter, walker, somebody come by and walk the dog, for the, you know, to help the person that's watching the baby, or to help yourself, you know, mm-hmm. that can be helpful. Whether, you know, because you're not going to be walking the dog as much
right.
probably as you were before. And a lot of people, you know, will do that sort of thing for not a lot of money.
You can find out more. You can find Pet Docs all over social media, on Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest, and Pet Docs app for your phone. But also give them a call and make that appointment at 240-3885 for Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. 240-3885, online at petdocs.com. See you next week.
See you then.